You're listening to the Kings of the Ring Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Steve Tatai here, executive producer of the Kings of the Ring. Kings of the Ring was created in 2015 as a concept for a TV series. It evolved and was ultimately released as wrestling's first audio drama podcast in 2018. 1 year and 20 episodes later, Kings has built an audience of thousands worldwide. Wrestling fans, audio drama fans, wrestlers, journalists, and people from the wrestling industry. From California, Texas, Tennessee, and New York, to the UK, Australia, and India. Even in places like Turkey, Poland, and Argentina, there are people who have listened to every episode of the Kings of the Ring. Even outside of the U.S., wrestling fans like to hear about and immerse themselves in that world of 1980s American wrestling and the power struggle of that world and how that world became the world that we all live in today. And now, season one is done. A nice ending, I'd like to say. Wraps things up and a nice way to go out. Yet the multiple cliffhanger ending can point you in directions of where you can imagine things go from there, you know, in your imagination. So what now? Kings of the Ring is now a property, an established brand, and I'd like to think will eventually be shown to be larger than any singular medium or format. And regardless of which format it does exist on, the Kings of the Ring as a story is here to stay. Since production on season one finished, planning, scheduling, time budgeting, preparation, and various Julian Kane-style meetings have begun on expanding Kings of the Ring beyond a podcast into other formats and mediums. And you can expect announcements on that front to come over time, beginning very soon. But with all that having taken place, I've been able to determine the future of the Kings of the Ring audio drama podcast. At the end of the day, no matter which directions adaptations go, the core story of the Kings of the Ring is the audio drama podcast. Just as the core story of The Walking Dead is a comic book that runs to this day, or the core story of Game of Thrones, which is a series of novels that isn't even complete in real life, despite the actual TV show wrapping up. And be aware that the Kings of the Ring saga is one that takes place over years. Kings of the Ring 1984, Season 1, is just the tip of the iceberg. Most of the original storylines and ideas that spawned this saga don't even take place until 1986 or much later. 1984 is just the start of this story. The best is yet to come. Adaptations into other mediums will happen, but like I said, the core of the Kings of the Ring story is the audio drama podcast. It's solely written by me, the creator. It is Kings of the Ring in its purest form, as the creator originally intended, if you will, which leads us to the future of the Kings of the Ring as a podcast. I apologize for being so open-ended and vague about a second season, but I did not want to promote, announce, or even tease a second season if there was any chance it would not happen. Unlike some of the men in the Kingsverse, or today's wrestling promotions, I will not advertise anything only to cancel at the last minute, or tease something as happening if I'm actually unsure I can deliver it. As Al Pacino in the great Glengarry Glen Ross movie said, you never open your mouth until you know what your shot is. And with that said, I am happy to be able to announce that Kings of the Ring will return for a second season in 2020. Paul Stanley of Kiss often says that Kiss is the band he always wanted to see. He's a fan. And that's how I am with the Kings of the Ring. It's the wrestling TV show I've always wanted to see. And to take it a step further, Kings of the Ring is my favorite wrestling show in the business right now. Because that's what it is. Just like Raw, Dynamite, or NWA Power, Kings is a wrestling show. It has a full roster of in-ring and out-ring characters and storylines, just like a live wrestling show. It has its top guys like Julian Kane, Jesse James, Nigel Davies, and you got the underneath guys like Corporal Punishment, Leroy Brown, and others. I like to think of this as like a tape wrestling show, except Kings, booking-wise, is built on logical and long-term storytelling. But we have babyface and heel turns, matches, builds to those matches, or to build the different storylines. There's slow burn angles with big payoffs or short angles just for that week. And a lot of swerves. But by design, Kings of the Ring is booked and written like a wrestling show. And that also means the season isn't completely written in advance. Like a good wrestling promotion, you have the long-term storylines outlined, you know how you want things to end up, and you sort of book backwards from that. You have your high points throughout that you know will happen, but the episode-to-episode details are done as it's happening. Like in real wrestling, the final product doesn't always turn out how you originally expected. Sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. But you can't produce a new show based on what you had planned, but you have to base it off of how things actually came off in execution. And also, like real wrestling, fan feedback most definitely has an influence on the Kings of the Ring. I can tell you right now, the original plans for Prince Abdullah, for example, was after Chapter 8, you know, the night it all went down, Abby was done on the show. He was finished. Contract expired, if you will. But the fan feedback was so strong, and he was such a popular, or at least intriguing character, I decided to bring him back and insert him in the spot of the guy who discovers the bouncers at Mama B's. But that's how Kings works, just like any other wrestling show. So believe me when I say how valuable fan feedback is for the Kings of the Ring. So I will continue to produce this show in podcast format as long as I'm able to. And that means Season 2 is a go. And Season 2 means 1985. Julian Kane is now the secured and undisputed ruler and owner of the Empire Wrestling Federation. But what happens now? Is his competition truly almost wiped out, like he says? Is Julian's ship in order at home? Can he take the Empire to that next level? It's Kings of the Ring 1985, coming in 2020. If you're not already, like us on Facebook at KingsOTR1984 or on Twitter at KingsOTR as notifications come. And there will also be a series on social media focusing on each of the episodes of Season 1, including Easter eggs for each of these shows. The Kings of the Ring merch store is open at KingsOTR.com/store. And the Patreon account, which is currently paused for the off-season, will be restarted and revamped prior to the Season 2 premiere, plus other features in the works to encourage and make fan interaction easier and to sort of build the community. And again, a special thanks to all the patrons who came on board during Season 1. There is no date at this time for when Season 2 will premiere. Like I said before, you never open your mouth until you know what your shot is, but it'll be 2020. So stay subscribed to the Kings of the Ring podcast and connected to Kings OTR and social media. And as always, thank you very, very much for listening to the show, and please do spread the word. Season 1 is all out there, totally free from beginning to end, for new people to get on board. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you.